Once the Jaguars establish their new head coach, the first order of business for him and his staff is going to be evaluate the roster. And that will include Blake Bortles. Let's take a look at his numbers over the last 2 years. As you can see, the completion percentage has stayed about the same. The passing yards went slightly down. No big deal there because last year was an unbelievable year. The touchdown to interception ratio improved. That's positive. But the rating went down about 10 points. And the most important thing of all, wins. They dropped. I think the Indianapolis Colts game was the perfect illustration. Some good by Blake and some that wasn't so good. But the most important thing, two games that Blake had to end the season were positive. But let's take a look at the Indy game. And we'll start with a couple bad plays. At the top of the screen, Blake has two routes. A flat route by tight end Ben Koyak and a slant route by Marquise Lee. I'm not exactly sure why he decides to throw the flat route. Because when the linebacker, Eric Walden, comes, it opens up the slant. A bad decision right here. An opportunity to convert a first down, and with Marquise Lee, if he splits the safeties right here, who knows where the play would have ended up. And here's a critical third down, an area that Blake Bortles was not very good at for the entire season. Third and two, Allen Robinson at the top against Vontae Davis. A bad throw. He actually is thrown into the nameplate of Vontae Davis. Another option, probably better, at the bottom of the screen. A matchup against a rookie. And look at the space that Marquise Lee has. I think that's pre-snap awareness. That could have been a better decision and a better throw. And now for the good plays. Blake Bortles can squeeze things into tight windows. Take a look at this window, very small. And a tight spiral by Blake Bortles to tight end Ben Koyak. This gives you reason for encouragement. And the best throw of the day, it's a man beater route. Brian Walters works a rub route combined with Aurelius Ben. And look at this throw. This is what I call a drop in the bucket thrown extremely accurate by Blake Bortles. When he walked in the door, he had the ability to make these kind of throws. This right here gets you excited because not very many quarterbacks can make a throw like that. When the new head coach comes in, the evaluation may not be black and white. The Blake either is or is not a franchise guy. It may fall somewhere in between. And insurance may be brought in, which is competition, which, you know what? Competition is a good thing.